Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
These guys look up to you tremendously, but I also know one guy that's really hungry in this group, man, to being a big, big man, and his name is Big John Dawg.
Really using the experience here, turning the reps back. Until now, big backdrop from Big John Dalton. A Puff Daddy pose. Big John Dawg caught Mike Anthony. Slam! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Buff just laid out Mike Anthony! That's it! Oh my God!
Your winners and new Memphis Wrestling Trios champions! Team Wrestle Center!
Man, Team Wrestle Center has done it!
Buff that trick! Buff that trick!
Mike Anthony, welcome to the Gun Show! Ladies and gentlemen, joining me at this time, the one and only Gun Show, Fred Michael! Used to seeing last week was absolute madness in the trios tournament. What brings you out here today?
Now that the trios deal is done, Mike Anthony, it's time for you to finally get back in the ring with the Gun Show, and it's time to give me my rematch.
Gun Show looking for a rematch for the Memphis Heritage Championship, but you're in action here today.
I might be in action today, but Mike Anthony, I always got time for you. You bring that belt out here. We'll do it today. We'll do it next week. Hell, we'll do it next month at the Grind City Rumble if you want to do it.
sounds like a challenge at the Grind City Rumble.
But just know, next time I see you, you're going to be looking up with my hand up in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gun Show is in action next.
I don't know. I was going to say if he's French, he might as well wave the white flag of surrender.
Woo-wee. All right.
Hopefully no French viewers.
Gun Show might not even take off his Memphis Hustle hat to take care of storybook Prince Gaston.
Well, he reigns from...
Maybe not his t-shirt either. I don't know. Look. Fans are chanting. Boom, and you heard it just a moment ago.
Oh,
storybook. You know, hey, I can't hate on this because I would want to do the same thing if I was standing across the ring from the Gun Show. But he called out Mike Anthony. He says next month at the Grind City Rumble, he wants Mike for the Memphis Heritage Championship. And look at the look on the Gun Show's face.
Gun Show is from Gaines City, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason for that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
His gains are real. He's not even taking his hat off yet.
Storybook is biting the arm of the Gun Show, it looks like. But he can't bite iron.
No, he probably chipped a tooth.
Going for this standing suplex.
Something he's become very known for.
A trademark classic Gun Show here. As the fans count along.
You can hear Storybook. Oh my gosh!
Well, at least he's still conscious. All the blood rushing to his head before being slammed, and who knows when that's gonna be. It's only a 1 hour program, Terrence.
Listen, I was waiting for us to go to commercial break and come back, and we're still here.
Big delayed standing suplex from the Gun Show, sending a message, perhaps, to Mike Anthony, the Memphis Heritage Champion.
Well, the Gun Show, Brett Michaels, is a former Memphis Heritage Champion, so you know!
Big spine buster. Sorry, Terrence. But it's boom time!
Looks like the final chapter of Storybook Prince Gaston is closing.
Whatever you do, don't turn around! Gun Show Lariat absolutely decapitates Storybook! And that's it!
Here is your winner, the Gun Show!
The Gun Show with the victory. Let's take a look back at the instant replay brought to you by Kapow Comics. Kapow! Or maybe we can say kaboom today. That's Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. Check them out. 501-834-5769. It looks like the Gun Show has done it again. Victorious here today as we're on the road to the Grind City Rumble. Gun Show Brett Michaels is ready for the Grind City Rumble. Congratulations. Short work here today.
Like always, Mike Anthony, like I said, tomorrow, next week, next month, you're mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gun Show is ready. More action still to come. Stay with us.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic, is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Yeah.
gentlemen, welcome back to ringside, and joining me at this time, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, it's Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock and his Hollywood clique, flanked by Secret Service and, of course, with Delicious Van Vicious. Jimmy Blaylock, welcome to the program, and if you will, please make it quick.
I'm the director, and I direct you to shut your mouth. You understand? I'm the director. You keep quiet. You know, I got a big surprise for next week. And you know what it is? Guess what it is?
What is it, Jimmy?
It's a surprise, you idiot. It's a surprise. But I promise you, you people will be shocked.
Wait a second. Wait a minute. It says on caller ID that The Rock. Yeah, go ahead and answer that on speakerphone, Jimmy.
I'm busy with you, Rock.
No. Go ahead and answer it on speakerphone if it's The Rock.
I'll put him on hold for a minute. I'll talk to him later. You know what? I've already told you that Dwayne Johnson, he's calling him, wanting him to be in his next movie. Do you understand me? It's the truth. That right there was the truth. He's really calling me. You people do not call me a liar. Do you understand me? I come out here and tell you two things. The Rock's calling me, and I got a big surprise next week.
So what? Did The Rock need a background extra or something?
Okay.
Let's talk about this big surprise that you have next week, Jimmy.
You know what? I done told you. First of all, I don't tell you anything. If you do, you spread it all over the internet. You tell everybody. Because what I tell you is a surprise. You run your big fat mouth just like these people do. Just like the people at home. But you know what? You'll have to wait to next week for my big surprise. And I promise you, it's gonna be big. Do you understand me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock and the Hollywood Click. A big surprise next week. Is that it? Can we continue with the program?
No, you got something you want to say? Tell them about it, baby.
Hey, you know what? It's like this. I know y'all don't think I'm the best. Hey, sometimes it's even hard for me to think I'm the best. But as simple as this, there's no one better in the back or even out there in the camera. Shut up! I am the best in the world. And come Grind City, the Grind City Rumble, all you idiots, tell them, Jimmy.
And you know what? We don't care if it's Bret Michaels who kisses your rear end. We don't care if it's Kate Toomer. We'll take on anybody. We don't care. He is the best, and we'll take on anybody. Why don't you put your tights back on? You got your tights? We'll take on you, Dustin.
We're all out of time for this nonsense. Fans, we've got more action on the other side. Hollywood Jimmy promising a big surprise next week. And also, they're ready for the Grind City Rumble. More action when we return.
Uncle Mike, today's the day. This has been building inside of me for months. I'm tired of you running around here. Oh, look at me, I'm Uncle Mikey. Fans chanting Mikey. Well, it's not about you, it's about M.E. And I'm proving it today. Man, I can tell you two things for sure. Number one, the sun is going to rise and shine every morning. And number two, I'm not afraid of you. I don't even been laughing. Get your head on straight. You're trying to fight with me. I'm the only friend you got. You're starting to look like a trans fat with a person. You better get with it. Get your head on straight. Especially if you're going to be coming at me like that. What a pride thing.
The following contest is a tag team match set for one fall, making their way to the ring, accompanied by Coach Jason Klein, the Hot Shots.
Well, you know exactly how we all feel about the Hot Shots. Or should I say?
What?
He stole that man's chair is what he did.
Wow.
That's Christopher. He comes to a lot of the events here. He's the enforcer of the five-star... What is going on here? Justin Klein just stole a headset along with a chair here at ringside.
And introducing next, their opponents, the L.A. Hustlers!
Oh, look, it's Hustlers. Craig and Smokey.
here for tag team action, and that's the voice of Justin Klein, the manager of the Hot Shots, if you will, and
the one and only
uninvited, stole a chair from ringside, stole a headset from the desk, and now we've got to listen to this. So Dustin Starr, Terrence Ward, and
you should be thanking me. You know your Justin female viewership just Klein went through the roof.
Female viewership might have just changed the channel, unfortunately. But here we are, tag team action. And, you know, maybe this is kind of a good thing. It's an opportunity to catch up with you, Justin, because you guys have had
good luck with that
big problems out of the LA Hustlers here lately.
Big problems. You know what? I mean, we're from a fraternity, so we're familiar with these terms. But, you know, it's been like hell week here getting started. But we're turning our luck around. We're on a roll here, Dustin. Watch what happens today.
All right, we're going to take a look here. And also, I noticed that you're a man down. Where's that other goon that runs around with you here?
Excuse me? You know, don't worry about it. I am not out here to be asked stupid questions, I'll tell you that. We have a very, very strict vetting process.
Oh, yeah?
And some people just don't cut the mustard.
I've got a question. What happened?
Don't worry.
What happened to your blue blazer? Where's that at?
My what?
Did you get that back, your blue blazer that you had?
I've got it back, yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Almost cost him his life as the bell rings. We're underway here. LA Hustlers versus the Hot Shots, and I've told you week after week. Might have even been bleep a time or two.
And I hear all these rude and disparaging comments. I don't understand why you wouldn't be more grateful to have athletes like
big
the Hot Shots.
Big hip toss by Roughshod and followed by another fan. We got to step away for a quick commercial break.
Come on, Brandon.
Big arm drag to top it off. Stay with us.
Memphis Wrestling is live starting today. Join us for episode 100 today at the Wrestle Center featuring Impact Wrestling superstar Moose. Plus, our annual Grind City Rumble and the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. 1:30 VIP, 1:45 bell time. That's today at the Wrestle Center. Sunday, January 15th is our first live event of 2023 featuring AEW and New Japan star Blake Christian. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Blake Christian is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Join us on Sunday, January 15th for our first live event of 2023 featuring All Heart, Blake Christian. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Tag team action here. We've got myself, Dustin Starr, along with Terrence Ward and Justin Klein, the manager of the Hot Shots, and you can hear his displeasure. Tell us what's going through your guys' mind right now as they're being taken to the woodshed.
Well, I'm not going to fill you in on our tactics. I'm not going to give you our secrets. Don't worry. It's all in the plan.
You know
the difference between guys like us and guys like the LA Hustlers? The LA Hustlers hustle on the street. We hustle on Wall Street, okay?
Oh,
they grew up fighting to survive. We fight because we like to fight.
Do you honestly believe what you say?
Absolutely, 100%.
No way possible that he believes anything that's coming out of his mouth. As the big man, Notorious Bradley, just slams the mess out of the Hot Shots there.
Well, you called them something last week that I think would, if we didn't have to edit it out, would warrant another,
I mean, are they the flu shots, the hot knots? I mean, you know, my Maria likes to call them something else that I probably shouldn't repeat, Justin.
You know, you should, like I said, you should be thankful you're here. Anybody would be glad to have these. You know, we could be kings of the outlaw mud show scene, but not to swell your head, we chose to be at the pinnacle in Memphis wrestling.
Well, if you're on the mud show, if you're looking for the mud show, you're at the wrong time slot. Oh. That's for sure. Double hip toss. Hot shots with a double elbow. That could be it.
That's some good tag.
How about that? That's chemistry. That's brotherhood. You can't teach that.
That was just not enough to get the 1-2-3. I'm sorry, Terry.
No, you're good. I was going to say, I got to agree with the coach here. That was some good tag teaming by the Hotshots.
Double team maneuver here as they've got Roughshot trapped in the Hotshots corner. Justin Klein, their manager here at the desk.
Tell them how we're on a roll, Dustin. Why don't you do that? We did get a rough start, but we're on a roll. You know, I'm very, very much about our win-loss record. People who say winning isn't everything are the same people who say money isn't everything. They clearly don't have any experience with either.
But come on, money doesn't buy happiness. I mean, surely you guys are proof of that.
Okay, you're obviously. All right.
Well, Justin Klein looks extremely happy. I'm about tired of the geek squad over here. Well, you know what? We didn't ask you to come over here, Justin Klein.
No, but and I made myself at home, didn't I?
You're bragging about the stars of tomorrow. Bragging about the victory at the Stars of Tomorrow, but when you're in there with a team with a little more experience, it's not so well, is it?
Huh. Watch this. Just watch this. Look at that. Look at that strength.
Into the lights.
Big suplex there. You aren't kidding. Hotshots are on a roll so far right now. But
speed
that's
of a cat and the strength of an ox.
Justin Klein, once again, if he could smack his gum in our ears any louder, it would be just great.
Ooh,
better yet, what about a drop kick to the mush? Both men go down and the tag is desperately needed.
Referees starting the count. They're going to have one. Somebody's going to have to get to their feet here, but both are getting up pretty quickly, so they're not done yet.
That first tag is very, very important. Roughshot also close to getting it, but instead he gets a wedgie.
Love it.
Atomic wedgie from the Hot Shots.
Never miss an opportunity to embarrass somebody. That's our motto.
European uppercut followed by a very unique snapmare. Referee David Knight is in perfect position to see if Roughshot gives up, and you can see that the forearm is inching closer and closer to the neck and throat region.
Yeah, you're seeing things.
Could possibly be a sleeper hold in there, but countered by Roughshot.
Boom!
Drop toe hold.
Smarts. You're saying my guys ain't got the smarts?
We're not saying your guys don't have the smarts. We're saying your guys have a very terrible attitude, and it's all probably thanks
to
you,
our
Justin.
Skill. I don't think so.
Roll
these guys
the
mentor.
Dice.
And they pick the best there is.
Even a wrong clock is even a wrong clock is right twice a day.
Is this referee a product of the school system here?
That would be WrestleCenter901.com. That is referee David Knight, our top official.
Have you not seen enough?
Oh. Here at Memphis Wrestling, big DDT there. Rough shot.
Come on, friend.
Both men are down.
Dustin, have you not seen enough that you could go to the Secret Squirrel Championship Committee and get my guys a title opportunity?
Go to the what? Secret Squirrel? What?
The Championship Committee, you know. The Secret Squirrel Championship Committee that I wouldn't not return my calls. I've never seen them.
Justin Klein complaining here.
There we go.
Desk. There's the tag. Here comes Notorious Bradley, the biggest man in the ring. What a backdrop.
Man.
Justin Klein gonna have to send his boy to the chiropractor when this one's over.
Yeah, you can hear him. He is in some pain.
Wait a minute. Justin Klein just threw down the headset if you didn't hear it.
You can see him at the bottom of your screen now. He is throwing a fit.
Things aren't going his way. And look at this. He's got his foot. Yeah,
get him.
Get him. Get him, Bradley. He left his partner in the ring, though, as Justin Klein looks like he's luring. Oh, what a move. One, two, and Bradley couldn't make the save, and that's it. You got it.
Here are your winners, the Hotshots.
The Hotshots pick up the victory here. Absolutely cheap. Justin Klein helping out, and the Hotshots pick up the victory. And fans, our main event today is family versus family. Take a look at this.
Oh, hey, I'm your celebrity spokesperson for Zine, the new way to stream local news, sports, and events from all over the country.
Look, this is something that plagues a lot of tag teams that are not to work together, and now there's a divide.
Uncle Mikey shoved to the ground by his own nephew, Brad Skimmelhorn.
I can't believe it. I thought this team was going to be inseparable since Uncle Mikey
made
his debut.
What's up with the family? You guys.
Give me the microphone. You want to know what's going on? Every, shut up! Everything was fine before you showed up. Me and Brian was on top of the world. First ever Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champion.
That's true, that's true.
And then you showed up. And these people start chanting, Mikey! This isn't about M-I-K-E-Y. It's about M-E. Shut up! I do not like that looking. Shut up, Mikey! I'm gonna prove to the world what I've known all along. You are mid-card Mikey, and I am main event Bradley.
Oh, fans, we definitely have a family issue here. Mid-card Mikey and main event Bradley?
I don't know. His head's not on straight. I'm still here for him. These people are still here for him. We're going to work through this. That's all we can do, Dustin.
Welcome back to ringside. It's almost time for the main event. And joining me at this time is a member of that main event. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Uncle Mikey. Uncle Mikey, big main event. Not only is it a big deal because it is the main event, but it's against your nephew, Brad Skimmelhorn, who says you're mid-card Mikey, and he's main event Bradley. You don't look too happy. What's going through your mind before you head to the ring?
First off, what has Brad ever done to prove that he's main event Bradley? I think he just needs a nap. I think he needs to remember who's going to bust that bottle and teach him to behave. But if he wants to do it, let's let him get it out of his system. Oh, let's see what he's got.
Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Mikey one-on-one with his nephew, Brad Skimmelhorn, after the break.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map.
Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic, is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Memphis Wrestling, it is main event time, and coming out right now is Uncle Mikey's opponent today. Don't adjust your televisions. He is going one-on-one with his nephew, Brad Skimmelhorn. Brad, are you regretting what happened last week?
First of all, Dustin, it was 2 weeks ago. And Mikey, you say I've not done nothing to prove that I'm main event Bradley. Well, let me say this. I said it 2 weeks ago. First ever Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions. We won the trios rings, and that was because of me and my brother. But my brother's not here, so I'm coming for you, Uncle Mikey. No, you know what? He's not even Uncle Mikey. He's mid-card Mikey, and I am main event Bradley.
That is yet to be seen, but fans, that match happens right now. I would be a liar.
If I said that I didn't think that this match would ever happen, the Skimmelhorns have a dysfunctional family as it is, and
Brad has seemed to want this moment for quite some time. Listen to the fans.
Well, we've seen over the last probably dozen or so episodes that Uncle Mikey has really taken the Memphis Wrestling fans, put them on his shoulder, and just ran with them. They love Uncle Mikey. But we've also seen the slow deterioration of that relationship with Brad, with Breyer's recent, I don't want to say exit, but hiatus.
Two count there. Looks like Brad trying to get one up. Mikey's right there. And you're right, Breyer is not cleared to compete. Put it out there. Breyer Skimmahorn is not physically able to compete at this point. He's not cleared by team doctors. We've seen that transpire here on Memphis Wrestling. It's affected the Skimmahorns as a family, not to mention the health problems of Papa Skimmahorn at home. And then here we are, a family feud overflowing in the main event. This is where Brad has an opportunity to prove himself here to his uncle.
Yeah, I've known Brad pretty much all of his life. We grew up in the same town together, Dustin. Went to the same high school together.
My condolences.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't have openly admitted that publicly, you know, any sooner than when I had to. But, you know, this is not like them. Family is everything for the Skimmahorns. Family is everything. Very tight-knit community, very tight-knit family.
Well, and their careers, too.
Exactly.
Their careers are paralleled here together at Memphis Wrestling, even the introduction of Uncle Mikey.
Exactly. And, you know, it's disheartening to see. Oh!
Nicely done. Uncle Mikey is absolutely tremendous when it comes to professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Every aspect of it, especially the wrestling part of it. And you saw it right there. He took him down with a wrist lock.
It just goes to prove, you know, if you ever tried to go toe-to-toe with an uncle or your dad, even if it's just playing around, and they get that old man strength. I might call him Mikey old, but it's a little bit different, you know.
Older, definitely, exactly. Than Brad. But you're right, and again, with all due respect, it's that old man strength. And again, Mikey's not an old man, but he definitely has seniority over Brad. And look at Brad's face.
There's no love there. There's none.
He is extremely upset. And hopefully they get it out of their system here today and go back to being a tag team or possibly a trios team once Breyer is back. Look at Uncle Mikey. A little bit of wrestling there and a little swipe to the head, just showing Brad that he is in control.
Yeah, some old school technical wrestling.
Brad Skimmahorn has everything to prove here. Especially after the comments calling Mikey mid-card Mikey. We've seen Mikey in the finals of the Grind City Rumble before. I mean, he has done a lot here in Memphis Wrestling and one of the most popular superstars that we have on the roster.
Yeah, first ever Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Brad and Breyer. The first, I believe, the second ever Memphis Wrestling Trios Champions.
You're right. Sports. I think Lamb is watching somewhere. He will correct us on social media if that's
absolutely
the case. He is the statistician, that's for sure. And
oh!
What an elbow.
Man, these hits are hard. We saw the face plant to the mat. We saw the elbow, now the turnbuckle.
I have a feeling that the longer that this match goes, the more aggressive these two will get, because we have to remember, they are family.
Oh!
Did you hear that?
Did you see it?
Uncle Mikey, face first into what appeared to be the top of the steel turnbuckle post. Mikey is out.
Referee. Stereo, we're available, checking on Uncle Mikey. God.
Brad with a big shot, taking advantage of the situation.
And you know, Uncle Mikey wasn't doing this because he hates Brad or he's mad at Brad. He's doing it to try to teach him a lesson in a constructive way. Like, look, I'm your uncle. You're going to respect me.
Looks like the respect is thrown out the window along with those big knuckle sandwiches to the forehead and jaw of Uncle Mikey. Brad Skimmahorn has Uncle Mikey right where he wants him. Big chop in that corner. You can hear the thud. And again. Those do not feel good, folks.
No. And that skin gets so raw after each and every chop, and it feels like your skin's just going to peel away.
Main event is in the ring, but don't forget, before this episode concludes, Mike Anthony, the Memphis Heritage Champion, will be here.
Oh!
Uncle Mikey returning the favor. We're going to hear from Mike Anthony before this program ends. Shh, be quiet, Terrence.
Oh!
My goodness.
You know there's a difference between an overhand chop and a backhand chop. They both suck, but that overhand chop has got so much more momentum and power that it'll take the breath out of you. And wait a minute, Brad
turns it around here. Brad shuts down the comeback with a big knee right to the breadbasket on Uncle Mikey as he just pummels him in the corner. And fans, this match will continue when we return. Wait just a second. One. Just a one count. Fans, stay with us.
It's time for the Southern Roofing and Renovations Slam of the Week.
A Puff Daddy pose. Big John Dog caught Mike Anthony. Big slam!
Need help? Call Anthony at 901-672-1292. Memphis Wrestling is live starting today. Join us for episode 100 today at the Wrestle Center featuring Impact Wrestling superstar Moose. Plus, our annual Grind City Rumble and the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. 1:30 VIP, 1:45 bell time. That's today at the Wrestle Center. Sunday, January 15th is our first live event of 2023. Featuring AEW and New Japan star Blake Christian. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Oh, and I'm followed by an elbow, and there was a lot of that going on during the commercial break. This is really good positioning right now for the nephew in this contest, Brad Skimmelhorn.
Yeah, Brad is maintaining that dominance during that commercial break with those big right hands. And we saw earlier in the match that Uncle Mikey made contact with that steel ring post. And I've said it before, when the face meets the steel wins every time.
Every
and Uncle Mikey is definitely hurting. He's hurting not just physically, but got to be hurting in his heart too, man.
Oh, yeah, you never want to fight your family member, especially on television in front of a capacity crowd at the Wrestle Center. But it's almost, Mikey says, it's what's needed at this point. You have to teach Brad a lesson, and Brad says he's main event Bradley, and this is his chance to prove it. Maybe to his family, to the fans of Memphis Wrestling, but maybe more importantly, to his Uncle Mike.
Yeah, here we go, reverse. Uncle Mikey looking to take control.
And a clothesline turns Uncle Mikey inside out. The cover.
This could be it.
Two count right there, a near fall.
We talked about the old man strength, the proverbial old man strength, but it's the same for stamina. I mean, Mikey's in great shape. He's physically fit in terms of matches that we've seen him in before. He can go toe-to-toe for long periods of time. The cardio is where it needs to be. So Brad's going to have to wear down an Uncle Mikey a lot.
We've seen some tremendous matches out of Uncle Mikey in singles competition. We've seen some fantastic matches from Brad Skimmelhorn with his brother Briar in tag team action. We've seen these three guys in trios action become champions together as a family. And here they are today with all the dirty laundry being aired.
Oh!
Oh, and big kick in Enziguri style. Just stifles Brad Skimmelhorn on that top rope.
This could be the moment that we've been waiting to see Uncle Mikey regaining control of this match.
All the way to the
high
top.
Risk.
Oh, my goodness.
Will it pay off?
Superplex. Both men are down, but Brad had to have taken the brunt of that one.
I think Brad's dead.
Oh,
he is
my
not moving.
Goodness. Mikey rolls him over. The cover. Foot on the rope, hand on the rope. Just too close to the ropes to make that pinfall. Uncle Mikey
possibly desperation and Brad with the wherewithal and ring presence to reach that rope, especially after such a high impact maneuver.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're on the floor now.
Absolutely. Knowing where he's at all times in the ring.
Look out! What a dive from Brad. And he landed bullseye right on Uncle Mikey.
Well, they're both now in the Wrestle Center crowd, and this could turn ugly quick. Referee's going to have to try to get them back inside the ring. Brad actually doing the smart thing and bringing it back to the ring.
Back inside the squared circle. Brad comes in after, goes for the cover after that suicide dive. Two count, almost picked up the victory, and one would think if he could have got him in there a little bit faster, maybe hooked a leg or maybe some trunks. There's a unique move. Another near fall there. What's it going to take to beat Uncle Mikey?
He's yelling at Uncle Mikey, saying, end this, Mikey, end this. Rear naked choke here.
I'm used to watching this type of stuff on Jerry Springer. Sometimes on Memphis Wrestling as well, Family Feud in the ring, main event. And fans, remember, do not touch that dial before today's program is over. The Memphis Heritage Champion, Mike Anthony, will be here. We're going to hear what he has to say from last week.
Look at the sadistic look on Brad Skimmerhorn's face. He's not thinking clearly. He's not thinking logically here.
Well, we always kind of wondered how he was thinking at all, but good point, Terrence.
Well, I chuckle only because,
is it the Hoxie education?
It wasn't the greatest, but I say that jokingly.
Just kidding, Terrence. Looks like Uncle Mikey might be out. Referee David Knight's going to have to make a decision here as he's checking the hands. If one more time, if it falls once again, didn't, Mikey comes alive as the fans chant his name.
Uncle Mikey reaching for that crowd's energy, trying to do something to get back on his feet.
He's up. Sleeper.
Right back in.
Quick reversal.
Oh!
Oh my goodness, belly to back suplex from Uncle Mikey. Both men are down.
Did you see the air? The air that was achieved with that.
Nice slam from Uncle Mikey. Both men are down, desperately need to reach their feet.
Free David Knight starting the count. Neither man is quick to get on their feet here. A lot of energy has been expended. Both of them are getting tired. Their bodies are getting worn down. It's like any fight you normally see. Except normally fights end a little quicker.
Gator feet! Out of nowhere!
I spoke too soon.
Gator feet from Uncle Mikey, but Brad wise enough. Or he got kicked hard enough to go to the floor.
Whoa, wait a minute. What do you see there? He's got a chain.
Referee David Knight doesn't see it as he's hiding. Brad hiding.
Hiding in plain sight.
Apron.
At least plain sight for us viewers and those of us in the production and in the desk.
Mikey says he's just going to check on him. Oh, my gosh. I think he just knocked him out. And clearly you can see there was a chain. And that's it. With a chain. Now he's yelling at you. Main event, Bradley, it is. He picks up the victory. And fans, stay with us. This is our last commercial break. And Mike Anthony will be here at the Wrestle Center live.
Memphis Wrestling is live starting today. Join us for episode 100 today at the Wrestle Center featuring Impact Wrestling superstar Moose. Plus our annual Grind City Rumble and the Gun Show goes one-on-one with Mike Anthony. 1:30 VIP, 1:45 bell time. That's today at the WrestleSense Sunday. January 15th is our first live event of 2023 featuring AEW and New Japan star Blake Christian. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Today at the Wrestle Center, don't miss the Grind City Rumble live. 145 Bell Time. Get your tickets right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and it has been one heck of a show that's about to be topped off by the Memphis Heritage Champion. Vance, what happened last week? One of the biggest upsets in history. Take a look. That leaves Big John Dalton with Mike Anthony in the ring. Mike Anthony seems to be calling out Buff Bagwell.
I don't think he want to do that.
Oh my goodness! Buff just laid out Mike Anthony with a crutch. The people are telling John Dalton to make the cover. No referee. Ref didn't see it.
Right.
He covers him. One. That's it! Oh my God!
Your winners and new Memphis Wrestling Trials champions, Team Wrestle Center!
Man, Team Wrestle Center has done it! Big John Dalton just pinned Mike Anthony, and we're all out of time. Cobra, thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to have you. Thanks for being here.
We gotta go. We have new Memphis Trios champions.
I'm loved by
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to ringside, and as promised, it's time to introduce the Memphis Heritage Champion, the Genetic Nightmare, the Self-Made Savage, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Anthony. Mike Anthony is the Memphis Heritage Champion, and last week did not go quite as planned in the main event.
Shut up, Dustin!
And earlier today, the challenge was issued.
Shut up, Wrestle Center!
For the Grind City Rumble next month, the Gun Show's called you out one-on-one for the title, and last week, Buff Bagwell made his return to Memphis Wrestling, and Mike, you got pinned by...
Shut your mouth. Buff! Buff Bagwell! You thought hitting me with a crutch was the right move? Wrong! Even though I still got a massive headache, you shut up! A massive headache is what I'm still carrying. We lost the Trios tournament. Thanks to you, Buff. Let me say it like this. Bluff Bagwell, you called me out. You talked all that garbage and you weren't ready to physically back it up. What I tell you is this. When you're physically cleared, step up into the nightmare and I will put you down. Which brings me to another point. Cameraman, follow Mike Anthony.
Be careful, fans. Mike
Anthony. Because it seems... Shut your mouth, kid. It seems as if time after time after time, follow me. You keep that camera on the champ.
Be careful, fans. We don't know what Mike Anthony is capable of.
You people absolutely suck. Stop your damn clap.
Careful, Mike.
We get to this point where you people refuse to understand that Mike Anthony is loved by few hated by many, dared by none, but I'm respected by...
Wait a second! Mike Anthony just attacked a fan at ringside, and that's Brandon Big Daddy. That's Big John Dalton's father. Go get them. Go find some help. Mike Anthony's attacked Big John Dalton's father. Big Daddy Brandon, and he's fighting back. Get him, Big Daddy! Come on, Mike, that's enough! Watch out, fans.
Absolutely disgusted here. I cannot believe what has just transpired. This is just too much. It's too far. Too far. Folks, I don't know if we've already cut for the day, if we've already ended our program. If not, thank you for tuning in this week. On behalf of all of us at Memphis Wrestling, see you later, everybody.